Mom and I wanted to have a conversation. No, it's you're not in trouble or anything like that. Don't worry about it. No, it's just we wanted to have it after dinner, so you wouldn't have to have like, it's kind of heavy. Okay, cool. So, we've already talked to you about the fact that that we wanted to try again to have another baby. We've been wanting, you're getting older and, you're not, old enough yet, but, we realized you were going to be leaving the nest soon. And, most parents are looking forward to having their kids leave so they can be off to do whatever they want. But, we really got a lot out of caring for you, and we kind of think we want to have another. And, your mom's still young enough that it won't be too much of an issue. And but the there's a couple problems. Namely that your mother is incapable of having kids. We've been trying and trying and trying, and stop me if that's too much information. We've always wanted to be open with you about stuff like that. But we've been trying and trying, and well, you're nothing seemed to be working, and we went to the doctors, and your mom is we're not sure what the issue is, but she just can't get pregnant. And we're still trying to figure out what's going on with that. And well, we've been looking at other avenues for this because we're not desperate, but we don't have unlimited amounts of time to make these kinds of decisions. And we looked into adoption, and it was rather expensive, and it wouldn't be hard for us to get cleared to adopt. We've already have a kid and everything, but we were really hoping to have a kid from day one, just like you. And we didn't want to have we your mother doesn't want to have a kid that's not got her genes, there's people want to have a kid that's part of them, and if somebody else carries it, then it's not hers. It's I mean she doesn't go through the process. It's kind of an issue. And well, we want to do this, and we're looking at every single option. And that's why we decided we needed to talk to you about that. Do you first of all, oh my God, this is crazy. Do you want a younger sibling? Do you really, really want a younger sibling? Would you be willing to do some things in the pursuit of that? Would you be willing to trust your mother and I that what we will have help from you to make this work? Okay. I know. I'm being so vague. It's You're right, honey. I should just be direct. I should just be direct. Sweetie, your mother wants you to carry the baby. And I really wasn't sure if that, I don't know. I'm not sure on that. But she made the suggestion. She wanted to know if you'd be willing to carry the baby. And there's going to be a lot of things that are going to go into this, first and foremost, that, it wouldn't be a sperm donor, no. Not, I guess technically, but not some random person. Your mother wants it to still be mine, but wants you to carry the baby. Yes, she technically wants you and I to have a child. Can you put the phone down? Hey, listen, put the phone down. Put the phone down or I'll take it from you. We are going to finish this conversation before you do that, or else you'll be grounded and I'll take it away. Okay. Now, your mother thinks it's a bit grody to just have you insert it. Your mother thinks it should be natural. You know, I honestly think I prefer it to be natural, but we wanted to at least run it by you, you know? We care about you. So would you do it? Would you do this favor for your mother and I and carry our baby for us? I know it's a lot to ask of you, but, and we thought it over. If you would have said no, we thought long and hard on it of what would happen if you said no, because we really don't feel like we have any other options if this doesn't work out. So, unfortunately, even if you say no, we're still going to need to get this over with. So, could you come up to our room? Sweetie, trust us. Trust us. Where are you going? Little lady, come here. I don't want to hurt your wrist. I don't want to hurt your wrist grabbing you like that. But you don't just walk away from me when I'm talking to you. That is rude. I'm your father. Come on. I don't want to have to drag you. Come on, honey. Let's bring her up there. You're making us do this. You're making us do this. This is just... I thought you'd at least be more receptive to it. Lock the door, honey. Get on the bed. Relax. Relax. Honey, hold her down. We're just gonna get this little shirt off. You're not wearing a bra? That's... I'd say that's a little unclassy in the house, Missy. Now let's get off these shorts. Alright, get those panties off. Come on. If you stop squirming around, this'll hurt a lot less. I don't want to do this, but this is the only option your mother and I see. We just want you to know that we love you. We're only doing this because we have to. All right. I'm just going to finger your clit a little bit like that. Yeah. Baby, just please calm down. Come on. I just need to get you nice and wet. Come on. Honey, hold her down harder. Just stop kicking your legs. I don't want to hurt you on accident. Okay, yeah. Oh, God, I'm enjoying this. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I should not be enjoying this. This is so fucked up. But I have to. Oh, God. Come on, baby. Oh, you're sensitive. Come on, baby. Go ahead. Come. Go ahead and come. Just like that. There you go. There you go. There you go. There you go. That's perfect. All right. Again, I'm so sorry. I don't want to do this, but I have to, baby. I have to. You have to carry your baby. It's the only option. I'm sorry. Oh, I'm so sorry, baby. Sorry. Oh, fuck. It feels so good, though. It feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, honey, what are you doing? Are you touching yourself while I do this to her daughter? Oh, this is so messed up. I thought you would just felt like we had no other choice. Oh, you're getting off on this too. And so are you, babe, sweetie. Oh, you're loving this too. Oh, you're pushing me away, but you know you like this. If you let yourself like this, it won't be as bad. This is the best you'll be able to get out of this. You just need to make yourself like it. Don't think of me as your daddy. Just think of me as a strapping older man just taking advantage of a little girl. Claiming her womb so that he and his wife can have a baby together. Or you can just understand that I'm doing this because I love your mother. And I'm trying to make this as painless as I can. And that I'm sorry. And I'm just really sorry that I like this so much. Oh, fuck. Oh, so tight. This tight little pussy. Oh, so good. Oh, honey, are you gonna come? Are you gonna come watching me have sex with our daughter? Are you gonna come when I fill her with cum, her unprotected little cunt? Oh, yeah. It's so fucked up. We shouldn't be doing this. But we have to. We have to for the sake of our child. I'm sorry, baby. I just need to speed up a little bit. I want to get this over with. Oh, I don't want you to have to deal with this much longer. At least not tonight. Because we'll have to keep doing this. You know that, right? Until you get pregnant. And then we'll stop, okay? Once you get pregnant, we'll stop, and that's it. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna come, baby. I'm gonna come. I'm gonna come in your little cunt. I'm so sorry. But this'll, don't you worry, this'll all blow over. You can have this baby, and that'll be it. And we'll give you all the things you want, okay? The baby can't know you're the mother. Or the baby can't know that I'm the father. I don't know. I didn't really think this far ahead. We'll talk about it more, okay, honey? At least you stop struggling. Daddy's gonna need to take your phone just for a little while to ensure you don't tell anybody about this. Okay. I need you to go up to your room and sit on your back and just kind of let Daddy's cum seep in, okay? I'm so sorry, sweetie.